keep it in. Sippers, welcome to this episode. Oh, it's a giddy start of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before I bring on my esteemed guest, let me just say we have a few things to plug. Number one is Patreon, patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. We do the bonus episode on a Monday. We do the live stream every Friday with a few guests, and there's loads more on there. There's stand-up. There's all sorts of things. Also, we do a new feature where we guess what people on Patreon look like, and I'm off to a great start. If someone has a thin head, I just feel in my head that I know they have a thin head, and I was right, I think. So there's that. Also, my Opera House new dates have gone on sale for September. The tickets are on Grand Opera House website. We've added a few shows, might add a few more shows. Who knows? We definitely are, because I booked them in a really, because, like, as you say, I'm getting a big operation on my leg, so I need the money from that to sort that. Also, we are sponsored by our original sponsors, kicking off with Thompson Tea. I think I might have said the S weird on that, but it's Thompson's Tea. These guys do Punjana, and we visited their place last week, their manor, Punjana HQ. And you're thinking, Punjana? You guys went to Punjana? Where's that? Is that in Sri Lanka? It's not. It's in East Belfast, mate. It's in an industrial state in East Belfast. And we did tea tasting, didn't we, Dan? We did tea tasting. And that was weird, because with tea tasting, there's a very... Go on my Instagram and look at the technique for perfect tea tasting. But we found out all about the history of Punjana. You could ask me anything about the history of Punjana, and I...
When was it established?
Fucking ages ago. These guys love it. And we got to see the passion that goes in to every... Remember they did a wee thing where they cut the bag open and then they poured out the leaves, and then they did it with all the rival ones, and the rival ones were stinking. There was all this shit in them, and like, it wasn't just pure tea, because the Thompson's one was tea, but on all the rival ones were cutting them open, and there was like sticks, and there was dog shit, and there was PlayStation controller parts, and it was just disgusting. So Punjana, Thompson's Tea, these guys absolutely love it. Northern Ireland's number one selling tea. Keep drinking it. They're big friends of ours. Don't rustle your jacket like that. We're also sponsored by Manscaped. Look, Valentine's Day's coming up. What's the best gift you can give? Cash. What's the second best gift you can give? A clean bag. We're talking about bags with tea. We're talking about bags in a different way here. Manscaped are the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming products. Coming up to Valentine's Day, you know, come on, take care of it down there. Present it in a neat way. They've got the Lawnmower 4.0, the weed whacker for your ear and nose hair. I mean, nobody wants ear and nose hair in a guy, unless you're, you know, minimum 82, in which case you go, fair enough, like, just go for it. But they have everything. They've got ball cleanser, ball deodorant, ball wipes. If you want to make it romantic, just make sure it's nice and smooth down there. Use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. I mean, I was going to say, girls or guys, that could be a present for your other half, but at the same time, bit sly to be like, it's Valentine's Day. You know it's romantic? Here's a toolkit for you to sort your pubic problem. But yeah, 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com. My guest today, what were you doing whenever I was reading the ads there?
I was arranging myself.
Do you feel arranged?
I am well arranged.
You're very upright. You
my feel good? My ducks are in a line in a row.
Your ducks are in a line.
Yeah.
That's so threatening, isn't it?
Yes.
My ducks are
lined up at you.
Yeah. So. Have you ever had an interaction with a duck? I said duck.
I used to have a pet duck called Petula.
So you would pet your duck? You had a pet duck?
I don't know if I ever petted her. She wasn't very friendly.
You had a pet? Genuinely, you had a pet?
Yeah,
duck?
I grew up on a farm. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, I think I do, but you kept the duck in the house?
No.
Right. Could you keep a duck in a house?
I'm sure you can keep anything in a house.
No.
You shouldn't?
Not a
probably.
Fish. Well, if it's in a tank.
What?
In my head, it was like you couldn't keep a fish in a house without a tank.
Yeah.
You know? But how long did you have your pet duck and what happened to it?
I have shady memories of my pet duck, Petula. I don't know how long she lasted.
Right.
I think we let her go.
Fired her?
Yeah.
Petula, listen, it's just not working out here.
I grew up beside a lake as well.
Right.
In a Guinevere. But,
you sound like who?
Guinevere.
Who's that? Guinevere?
You're so uneducated.
I know. Look at me.
I know. I'm not surprised. I'm just stating the fact.
I tried to get my Maths GCSE three times. And the third time I went in with a Smarties calculator. So that tells you all, so I am on his gate. But who's Guinevere, sir?
It was like King Arthur's, like, beloved.
Ah, but I thought you knew. Why are you looking over to them for an answer?
I'm confirming. I'm so shocked that you don't know.
No. See all the old stuff.
Like history.
There's too much of it.
History.
There's a lot of it.
There is a lot of history.
History just goes on and on.
It's not really history either. It's more of mythological.
Oh, I see all that.
Well, there's a grey area there.
Right. What? What do you mean? Middle, like,
well,
dark
it's
ages?
Myth or legend. Some people say it's real. I'm going to confirm this again. Isn't this true, isn't it? Some people say it's myth. And some
oh, they
would
know. Genuinely, if you think I'm uneducated.
Because you're wearing glasses, so you're obviously more intelligent. seriously?
He is actually quite intelligent.
Well, there you go. The bar is not very high, though, in fairness.
Do you think I'm not intelligent?
I think a lot of things about you. intelligence is one of them.
You when you phoned me on your way down here looking for directions, because a lot of people can't really get the studio, about half an hour ago, you said, I had a dream about you last night.
Yes.
And then you went to explain in more detail, and I said, save it for the podcast.
It's really weird.
Is it suitable?
Suitable?
Yeah. I'm picturing, like, I'm wearing an animal head for some reason.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
No.
What was I doing?
Well, when I have to get up, and I'm not a morning person.
No,
I'm a creature of the night.
Yeah.
And when I have to get up, I get freaked out because I think I'm going to sleep in. And I would just dream constantly about what I have to do. And like the 3 seconds of
what
sleeping
made you, why do you fear sleeping in so much? Like
because
home
I
alone?
Would sleep in.
Oh, right. I thought you were worried about like a Kevin McAllister type situation.
No, I've never been abandoned. Never been abandoned by my parents.
It'd be so funny if like your mum would go to the shop and without you, just you waking up at 42.
No.
You just don't want to, you don't like to miss appointments.
I don't like to miss appointments because I do miss, I would sleep right through. I don't really.
For good?
Forever.
For like a hibernation.
Yeah, it's like Rip Van Winkle. You don't know who that is either. No. Of course you don't.
You think he plays for
Actually,
Barcelona,
I don't really either.
It?
But I just know how to use it in the reference in the story.
Like your ducks being in a line.
Yes. I think it's a row, actually.
So you have a fear of. Yeah. I don't like ducks.
I don't.
Can I tell you a story about ducks?
Can I finish my friggin' story first?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Your podcast.
Well. So I was freaking out, and I'm actually rapidly forgetting it. I'm realizing that.
That's what happens with dreams. That's why I have a dream catcher.
Your wife was there.
Right.
Have I ever met this? I know it's supposed to go to the wedding, but
maybe
I was
you said a little
doing
bit.
Better things.
That's right. We're going to talk about your club later, and you invited me to the opening night, and I was like, oh yeah, I couldn't go, and you berated me for it, and I just realized you invited my wedding and didn't go. What's pretentious is you went as a hologram. I thought that was disrespectful.
I did.
We had to pay a lot of money to get that technology put in for you to just sit at a table.
One of the ones that are in Aldergrove, like the Welcome to Belfast shite.
You ain't got shite. Every time I see that, I cry when I come home.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I just choke up.
I go, oh, yes, back in the.
I know. That's really bad, isn't it?
Right, so sorry. In this dream.
It's nearly gone from me now, but there was like a party on in Hollywood, and Hollywood was much bigger than it is.
Right.
I mean, it's more than two streets. I know you don't like me being horrible about Hollywood.
No.
But
a good party?
It was like Harlequins. People were dressed like Harlequins and stuff. And
I'm not going to pretend to know what that is.
Oh, fuck off.
It's a rugby team.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it like checkered clothes? Like,
yes.
Ah.
Like white face paint, like triangles and... Shit from
better than Italy. Better than saying you were at a party I was at and people were in black face paint. Better than it was
certainly
white.
Certainly did not say that. I think we're very much allowed to say white face paint.
Yeah. Well, for now, you know. But and was it like so? It was a good party.
Not really. No, and all your relatives were there, and you left me to talk to the relatives.
I love the idea that I have like a bit of a family gathering. I'm like, look, don't worry about bringing a bottle of wine. Just make sure you come in Harlequin. Costume.
I wasn't dressed in the Harlequin.
That'll be a nightmare though
being the only one not dressed as a Harlequin.
And just being my family and just you. Like, I wouldn't like to go to a party that was all your family and just me.
I wouldn't like to go to a party with all my family.
I'm coming.
Are you coming?
I'm coming to a Sunday roast at the Nairns. Totally on the Nairns.
It's just me and my ma.
Do you think you have less dreams as you get older?
No.
You give more?
Obviously, being the oldest person in Hollywood, probably.
Yeah.
I can speak for everybody. I dream like fuck. I dream every single night.
That was a weird brag. I'm always dreaming.
Some of them are great.
Maybe I do, but I just forget them. But I think I dream less. Like, I would have had mad dreams when I was younger. And I think now I dream, far less. But like you say, if I know of something to get up specifically for, especially if it's early, like, what about when you have a flight and you've got to get up at 5 a.m.? You just wake up every half hour.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
But I don't think I dream that much.
When all of your wishes are granted, all of your dreams will be destroyed.
Do you think that's what... And so that's why you think
I'm
dream less?
I'm quoting Marilyn Manson now, which is really not good.
No.
Yeah, I dream. I still dream about what I want to do. I still dream about...
Have you ever met Marilyn Manson?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
No, not anymore.
You would have liked to have met him?
Yeah. I actually know one of the ladies that was involved in the story.
Oh, that's right. He was like in the Me Too kind of thing.
Me quoting him is probably not a fine idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I quite liked one of his songs when I was younger.
Beautiful People.
Beautiful People.
That's the ones all the Smicks like.
Entry. Smicks loved Marilyn Manson. Smicks really gave Marilyn Manson a pass. Marilyn Manson.
I think what he did to them.
Marilyn Manson.
Smacked him in the face.
Marilyn Manson in Linkin Park. We're definitely granted like a stay of execution.
Yeah, they were.
In Smick music culture.
And look what happens.
Hybrid Theory album.
Hybrid
that
Theory.
That was so good.
That's...
Hybrid Theory?
That's Linkin Park.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a Smick, so I don't know. I like real metal.
Oh, yeah, so do I. Like,
no, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Like,
I know, you're
like Nickelback.
I have to be careful what I say.
30 Seconds to Mars. Like, full...
Oh, come on. You're winding me up, you shit. No. There's no way. That's the worst.
Well, no, I'm winding you up that I think they're metal, but I like 30 Seconds to Mars. And hey, quite partial, do a little bit of Nickelback. Nickelback are good. Bless you.
Coughs in the gallery.
When were you on the podcast? Was it more than a year ago you were on the podcast?
I think so, yeah.
I have a weird concept of time at the minute.
Yeah, me too.
How long ago things were, I was saying this recently.
Yeah.
Just because everything's kind of... I don't even
know what day it is. Days don't have any meaning anymore. Do the way like a
Monday Martin Manson.
Like
he said that.
I'm really emo today.
Yeah.
Like, what the frick? You know when Monday used to feel like a Monday and a Wednesday used to feel like a Wednesday? It doesn't feel like anything anymore.
Were you an emo back in the day?
No.
No?
No. I was like a death metaller.
Right. That always seemed like a lot of
had
admin.
An upside down cross on my forehead and stuff.
An upside down cross on your forehead? Yeah. That seemed like a lot of admin.
Very daring. Admin?
Yeah, just to put all the gear on and all.
What, to go to the guests with lipstick?
Yeah. You did it with lipstick?
Yeah.
What were people saying when you were like beating about?
I was a nightmare.
What age was this when you had like...
Probably about 14 or 15.
At 14, you had the upside down cross on the forehead?
Yeah, I was covered in piercings and I was dressed all in black. And
even if you were just sitting in? Even if you were just sitting in? Or would you have like
my
dressed down
for the house? I had a satanic ritual over a scone.
Like, would you have sat down for Emmerdale?
My mom's Lilith.
That's her name?
Yeah. No, it's not really. You don't know who that is either, do you?
No.
I thought that's okay.
Would you have sat down? Like, what I mean is, we've got, like, goths and metalers and stuff. Would they still, on a Sunday night, if no one was coming around, would they still put the gear on?
Some people do. It's a lifestyle for some people.
Yeah. I can never picture a goth in the bath.
There'd be a lot of makeup in the water.
Yeah, it's hard to be annoyed in the bath, isn't it? Because
it depends.
You're so prone.
If you have an accident, you fall and maybe hurt your leg or something.
I know. You ever broken a bone?
No.
Never?
Never.
See, I asked all the guys in earlier when we did a podcast, and I thought everyone has broken multiple bones, but they haven't.
I tend to break things I fall on. The actual things that I fall on break.
last time you were on... We were talking about, I think, at that point, Game of Thrones was ending or it just ended.
Yeah.
And you're now part of what I think, and that's very important, I think will be another massive show.
Do you think so?
If I think, it probably will be, because I have a good pulse for this sort of thing. But you're doing a show for HBO, for Showtime?
Yes.
HBO?
HBO Max.
Is that not class to, like, just say you're doing it? Because, like, when you grow up, you watch HBO shows. They're the big American imports, Sopranos. I think The Wire was HBO, maybe. But that's class, and a lot of, you know, you see a lot of people that did Game of Thrones that... Can you let go of your coat? Because I keep thinking you're going to leave. Daddy. I keep thinking you're going to leave.
It's not a coat, it's a gilet.
Okay. Okay. Or as I call it, it's a coat without the arms.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which translates into French as gilet. But I'm not joking, it's pronounced gillet. But a lot of people who did Game of Thrones, I watched everyone on that and I was like, they're going to go on to do loads of like acting things. They're, of course, like your career as an actor is guaranteed, but you don't see that many people pop up a new thing. Some, but not as many as you'd think. So,
yeah. But I guess. There's so many cast members, though.
Yeah. Or you see people go in a different direction and do like different type roles, stuff like that. But this seems to be class because I think this could be like another long running thing.
I hope so.
It's called. Correct me if I'm wrong, which I will be. It's called Our Flag Means Death.
That is completely correct.
Fucking class. I love it when I don't think I'm going to get something right and then I do. and it's like a, how would you describe it? Like a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's a historical, it's based on historical information about a pirate called Stede Bonnet.
Steve Bonnet?
Stede Bonnet.
Stede Bonnet? Bonnet?
I'm not sure. He was like a gentleman pirate. He was a plantation owner, and he got fed up of the plantation owning lifestyle, and he sold his stuff and bought a ship and became a pirate and became lovers with Blackbeard. Spoilers.
Was he a guy?
Yes.
Stayed. Is this gay pirate sex on the high seas?
That's a whole different DVD I've got in my mind now. But
put it up my arse. Not, oh, with a hook, God. Not with a hook,
or maybe with a hook, you know, depending on what that is.
When was the last time you got hooked?
Well, that's what's called a hookup. There you go. There's definitely gay pirate humor to be had at all times.
Oh yeah, but these were because. That felt like from the little bit of historical knowledge I have of pirates and all that time around the Caribbean.
Do you really, though?
I do have some.
Is it from Johnny Depp?
Possibly. but it was like lawless. It was like these, yes. It was a complete, it was a wild time.
It's like Highwaymen of the Sea.
Right. But these guys were getting it on. I don't know a lot about Blackbeard, but
apparently,
he was.
Apparently in history it was, that's what happened, apparently. I don't know.
I think the Romans and the Spartans and all.
Yes. Yes.
Getting up to all sorts. Getting up to all sorts. Like.
Not really connected to pirates.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Or pirates.
You'd be surprised. So it's like a...
It's a comedy.
Historical account. And Rhys Darby plays the...
Yeah. It's like there's a New Zealand connection.
Flight of the Conchords.
Yes, Flight of the Conchords. And the guy who directed it and wrote it, he is doing this as well, Taika.
Were you, how did you feel when you landed the role of Game of Thrones? How did you feel compared to when you got the role in this?
Honestly, I mean, after Game of Thrones, I didn't think I would do anything that big again. I thought I would be...
Would you have been happy with that? Would you have thought, okay, yeah, I did this, it was great, and I can accept kind of that's...
I just didn't see anything on the horizon that was going to be as I mean...
Is that coming on the horizon? It's a gay pirate ship.
Yeah, it is. It totally is. It's a really interesting career, actually. But I didn't think I would do anything that cool again, and it's been a surprise.
Just like a big, massive show, obviously big budget, and it looks like because you showed me the trailer.
Yeah, it looks real. Everything looks real. We never got wet. We never were on the seas.
Where was it filmed?
In a big studio in Burbank. I didn't see the sea once, not even once. Nothing.
Do you know how you know I am quite stupid? When you showed me the trailer, I was like, why did you not tell me you were in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
I don't know, you can film things in whether or not.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's really crazy. And we all got motion sickness and stuff on board because you're surrounded by LED screens and the boat's moving and the boat stops moving and you're still going.
Does coming from the Game of Thrones background and being such a cult and popular figure in that, can it like go against you for when you go for roles?
I thought it was going to, but no. I'm just pleased to be given another chance to do something completely different. Because it's a really different character. Well, he speaks for a start.
Yeah.
So that's hugely different.
Imagine like the day you start filming, they're like, Christian, we've had a think.
Just cut your role, you'll cut your lines.
You're just going to say Hodor. And they're like, I don't think copyright, we can clear that. But yeah, like...
A region.
And comedy. Because like you've said, like since we've known each other, that you'd love to do some comedy. Yeah. And it seems like a fun show.
It is fun. Yeah, I think it's fun. It's weird. I mean, it's got like a whole Tyga touch to it. So,
and I confuse him with Tyga, who was going at one of Kardashians, the Rack City rapper. Rack City bitch, Rack City bitch. You don't know Tyga? No. Well, then you don't know music.
I'm happy enough.
Tyga? No? You don't remember Rack City?
No.
Don't remember going out in like, you know, around 2010?
No.
Rack City bitch, Rack City.
Oh, I know Rack City bitch. Yeah, okay. But
now we're talking. Now you know Tyga.
No, Tyga.
But he's not the guy that directed this.
No.
Right.
Definitely not.
Would you work with, would you consider working with
Tyga?
Yeah.
I'd work with anybody for money.
Man, you heard it. You heard it here first. Yeah, I mean, I like the look of it.
Yeah.
I will watch it if it's easy for me to do so. You know, because it's on HBO Max. I don't know, how can I?
I don't know actually at the minute.
Will be on Netflix one?
No idea.
Put it on our Patreon. Will you stick it on our Patreon?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
That's an option.
Yeah,
we
I'll
can
just
do
text Tyga. Hold on. Yeah, it's fine. No, it's not.
Let me speak to him. I'm like, bro, listen, love Rack City. What about sticking the show on Patreon? How long did that take to film?
6 months.
In LA?
In LA, yeah.
Do you love that?
I did at the start, yeah. Because I've been, like everybody else, I've been in lockdown. It was nice to get away for a while. Really hard to get to America, though. Really
you went hard. From you went from DJing every week, like mm-hmm. multiple times a week,
yeah.
literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what's mad is with like no like traditional route, it wasn't like you go, I'll travel here and then I'll go on to this place. It was like Brazil, America,
Russia,
home, Ecuador,
Alaska. Yeah, Peru,
Finnegy,
yeah.
Dungannon, Dubai, home. Like it was always...
done those places. I have done Dungannon.
Have you?
Actually, yes.
I've done a gig in Dungannon. I did a talent show in Dungannon really? When I was starting stand-up, and the guy who won it was literally doing keepy-ups with the football. Well, and he wasn't even that good. He wasn't that good. Okay. It was in Hagen's Bar.
That's another year anymore.
Huh?
You're not going to be good at keepy-ups anymore with that keb.
Oh, not with football, but I'm still doing comedy. I've done 2 gigs in the last 2 nights.
That's impressive.
Isn't it? Most people would cancel, yeah.
Especially after what you said about Adele.
That's why I have to do it. Literally last week on a podcast, I go, oh, Adele, what are you complaining for? She was like, oh, my crew can't travel over with COVID, half of them.
I saw the crying video.
Apparently, she said the staging wasn't right for the show. And I'm like, well, still people have traveled over to do it. But my worry is I'm doing Strabane and some fella is taking the night off from fucking Spar. And he's traveled over to Strabane from Sion Mills. So I was like, I'm going to let him down.
It's a thing.
So I did
and
it.
And then you did.
And it was good. Although I realised I need to move around the stage and mm-hmm. I do that more than I think.
Okay.
Because at the minute I'm obviously just standing in the one spot leaning against something.
You get like wee wheels or something?
I think that might override whatever I'm saying. That might be funny. Me going about on wee wheels might be funnier than whatever I'm saying. But I definitely look like a guy who would go about in wee wheels. And I was saying to the guys earlier, like Darren Matthews, Jordan Robinson, 2 good local comics, were very sound and they were on the shows and they drove me. They came, picked me up, drove me to the shows, helped me with my rucksack and all that sort of thing. And I've now got too used to that. So I think when I recover, I'm just going to keep getting people to pick me up from gigs and like helping me out from the house. Like that, I love that.
You want the crew?
You've been chauffeured. What's the best treatment you've ever had? As in, like, when you go and do a gig or you've gone to do press or something, like,
sure
what's the time when you...
Huh? I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this question.
Oh, tell me what happened.
No, I don't want to sound like a prick.
No, just tell us. Because, like, Yeah, it's not like you've demanded it. Like, they've laid it on for you. So, like, tell us, like, the most extreme.
I got helicoptered to a gig by the Romanian army.
You got helicoptered to a gig by the Romanian army?
And a military helicopter.
So, like, people are probably looking at that going overhead, be like, where are they going into battle? Or, like, they're just dropping Christian off to play some tunes.
Yeah, it was an Uber.
So, did you know this was going to happen?
Actually, no, I didn't.
You flew in, where did you fly, Bucharest?
I knew I was getting picked up. I thought it was going to be like a private jet or something.
When you land in Romania?
Yeah.
And then they
listen. We're going on into Transylvania. We're going to...
You did a gig in Transylvania?
Yeah, I've done a couple. I'm big in Romania, mate.
Are you?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, aye.
Romania's awesome.
Is it?
I love Romania, yeah.
Transylvania, scary?
Oh yeah, there's bats and shit.
That's where Dracula comes from.
Yes, there's Dracula's castle there. I love it there. It's really beautiful.
Have you gigged there?
Yes.
In Dracula's castle?
No, not in Dracula's castle. I gigged in the Airbus factory field.
Oh, definitely not as good.
No, it's definitely
the Airbus factory field.
Yeah. Which once a year turns into a festival.
Oh, okay. I watched, I don't have time to talk about it. I watched a documentary about the Rolling Stones about a gig they did at a race course in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And the Hells Angels were in security for them.
Oh, wow.
And they just started wrecking everybody. And, like, the Hells Angels killed a guy while the Stones were performing and basically said to the Stones, don't dare stop performing.
Wow.
And there was a dead body on the stage at one point. And the Stone, and Mick Jagger's just over the top of it, just still just going, like, so disrespectful to the dead guy.
Man.
But the Romanian, and do you just, at this point, like, considering the amount of shows you've done, the amount of traveling you've done, is it just like, all right, fair enough.
No, that's pretty wild.
Right.
That's pretty wild. Especially because I don't like flying. It was really fucking windy.
Yeah.
And the helicopter was flying over the place. And
did you have to suit up in the camo?
No.
Right. I would have asked to do that. Yeah. I would have got so
It was pretty cool. Like, it's not lost on me. It's like, is this really happening?
And like, yeah. So when you go, say you go DJ and we went to the Hard Rock in New York, right?
Yeah.
What's the best backstage thing where you've gone, oh my God. Like, what's the best, like, thing laid on? Because I did Portico and Portaferry, and they didn't know whether I said almond milk or oat milk, and they got me both.
Wow.
And there was a fruit platter. But what's the coolest thing you've walked in and gone like, yes? Even make something up.
I'm not going to make something up. Maybe. My rider is really easy. I have a rider, and it's like, I don't drink, so it's like, people think it's fussy because I won't drink certain types of water because I think they taste different. Now, I know there's going to be people who go, what the fuck? Right, who here thinks water tastes different? Okay. Oh, you do? Thank you.
Mike, you for just... Okay, we've hit 1,000 Patreons and all of a sudden water tastes different. Never forget your route. You're from Hollywood here.
What, different parts of Hollywood water tastes different?
Oh, you're talking tap?
Well, all water.
Yeah.
It's all got different mineral.
It's a con, mate. It's a con. It's like when you go to Spain and they go, oh, you can't drink the tap water. You can. Okay, you'll be violently sick, but you can.
Well, you can. You probably shouldn't.
Exactly.
Well, my writer is like, that's like three types of water. It's like, don't be getting Ballygan or Evian, please. They'll be raging.
Yeah, but in Romania, they're unlikely to get it.
No, they really are.
We're shipping in the Ballygan.
Okay, that's racist. They have Voss, everything.
Yeah, they have Voss. They don't have Ballygan.
They don't have Ballygan.
Do you think I'm going to get cancelled for suggesting people in Romania ship in? Oh, they do. Deep River Rock, they do.
That's the worst. Deep River Rock. Bogan.
We can't agree with that in case that's a potential sponsor.
I'm going to tell you scientifically, which is what I believe. We're all...
I was not expecting this.
I'm not expecting it either because it might be bullshit. We're all... really? I'm just making it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're all creatures of chemistry. We're all made up of chemical makeups, so obviously.
You're telling me scientifically why Ballygowan mineral water doesn't taste right?
No, River Rock.
Oh, River Rock, sorry.
And the delicate balance of the water and mixed with their own chemistry. I'm talking some
shit. Are
shite.
You high?
Somewhere
fuck?
Across that sentence, I definitely feel a bit weird, but it might be the water.
Yeah, that's what it could be.
Yeah, I've been
the water
tea,
we used to make this tap. No, Hollywood water's going to be good. Even our tap water is like Voss.
No,
Fiji.
It's not.
I don't. I'm not a big like backstage. See, backstage. See, if you ask for a load of stuff, you usually end up paying for it the other end. So that's why I go, what do you want? And I say, fuck all. I'd bring my own water. I showed up to do two nights at the SSE, no joke, with a 24-pack of water on my shoulder.
Your own water?
Yeah.
What were you hoping to achieve by that? Are you hoping that they'll say, like, oh, God, there's Shane Todd. He's a real worker man's hero.
Yeah.
Bring his own water.
Yeah. I bring my own water. I mean, I get someone to individually screw them off.
What water do you favour?
Any, that's what I'm saying. I'll drink any water.
Well, obviously you picked...
I won't drink... Right, you know when you go to, like, a garage? Say it's a particular brand of garage. I won't drink their own brand. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. No disrespect to Spar, but if I go into a, and that's just an example, if I go into a Spar, I'll get any other brand, but I'm not going to drink Spar's own. Their own brand, they're knocking up in the back. Forget that.
You think they're putting it on the tap?
Yeah. No, I can't say that for legal reasons, but but I don't know. I don't, like, what, let me ask you this. What's the worst hospitality you've received? Because you've gigged all over the world. Like, was there one where you went, oh, no, this is not my level of comfort?
Well, not comfort. You don't need comfort.
You like to be comfortable.
I do like to be comfortable, yeah. Well, my IKEA. I have a tour manager.
Yeah.
I don't deal with this shit, man.
Yeah.
So if it's not right, he'll sort it out before I even set foot in my hotel room.
Yeah.
That's why he's paid. God damn it.
Right.
So.
Now.
It only goes to a certain level.
So he.
Actually, okay. Yeah. I did a gig in Biloxi, Mississippi, which I can't recommend if you want.
Biloxi, Mississippi. We were actually thinking about doing a live episode there. So
yeah. Well, you were in Crumlin recently. Like. So, I mean, once you've done Crumlin, you'll do it anywhere. I live near Crumlin, by the way, so I can say that. Biloxi.
Right.
I got picked up by a fighting couple, and he tried to touch her up in the front seat while I was sitting in the back with my tour manager. They started fighting. He was drunk. He went to do one of those nose gobs out the window. It hit the air current. It bounced back and hit me. My tour manager lost his fucking shit. And yeah, we nearly pulled that gig.
Holy shit.
There was like five people there.
In Biloxi, Mississippi?
Yeah, I don't have a big fan base there. It's peers.
It's no Romania, like.
No, it's no Romania. I have no idea where I have fans and where I don't. That gig in Romania, I arrived to do this gig. I should have known by the helicopter. And I arrived there, I saw the poster, and I thought I was like warming up for somebody. And I was literally ahead of the bill.
Right.
And I was like...
Yeah.
What are you getting, like £2?
But you got the ride with the army in a helicopter?
That was amazing.
That's cool.
The hospitality in Romania, the food, the people.
I'm finding it hard to get around for gigs, and I've got a big London show coming up in Leicester Square Theatre. Would you consider donning the robes again?
No.
The costume robes?
No.
Me hop on your back?
No.
Instead of that other guy? Me walking about London? Guy. Playing the Game of Thrones theme tune on my phone? Us walking around the tube, me on your back.
Help you?
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. It'd be hilarious and also very convenient for me.
So you want me to carry you around stage as well?
Yes. I want you in your original costume for the show.
It's really smelly.
And I want you to get me his brand's costume, and I'm going to wear that on stage.
Okay. I'm sure this could be no.
I would love that. No.
No.
Yeah. I remember you saying
hard pass.
I remember you saying at Comic Cons and stuff, people would go up to you and be like, can I get a photo of me on your back? Yeah. And you're like, no.
It's never happened.
Yeah.
It's never happened unless it's...
What's the figure? Right? What's the amount of money?
No, it's if not I money. If it's someone I admire.
Like someone you respect.
I don't mean a hot person. I mean, someone I admire. I can't remember.
If you met, like you're an actor, right? So if you met Daniel Day-Lewis... An actor you probably like respect, you would say, Daniel, I respect you.
Daniel,
do you want to bounce on?
More than welcome. You know, you probably make a.
Let me five. Name me five people you respect enough to get on your back.
This is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's different there's variations of getting on a back. There's the simulated getting on a back where you'll sit down and someone will pretend to be on your back. I'm happy with that one.
Right.
But no fuckers getting on my back.
No one?
Actually, nobody. No.
Trying to think of someone who's like top level. Andy Peters.
Ryan Reynolds could get up there actually.
You let Ryan Reynolds on your back?
Yeah.
For how long?
he can stay there.
Perched? He can just perch up there?
I could have met him, and I made a right twat out of myself.
Hi.
I still did. If it's someone who's really hot or really nice or really someone I've seen in loads of things, and I'm not completely wasted. I turned into Christian from, like, a 15-year-old Christian from the Hill Hall Road in Lisburn.
You just quickly get the lipstick out. Do you want to get my back?
I was DJing, and he was...
Where was this?
This was in the Critics' Choice Awards in LA. And he came over and said hi, because we'd done some Twitter shit before. And I didn't see him coming. I just looked up, and Ryan Reynolds was right there. He's like, hi. And I was just like... I made like a really weird noise or something, like a nerd. You're like, and he was talking to me, and I forgot to take my headphones off. And I was just like, I can't hear you. And he's like, take your headphones off. And I get really awkward. Like, of course I can't hear you. So yeah, I'm really smooth.
You do that, you get like giddy and nervous,
flustered.
See, yeah. I can't imagine you getting flustered.
That's because you don't mean anything to me.
So I'm not hot. You talk perfectly normal to me.
No, it's not that. It's that people I respect and...
Oh.
God, it gets worse.
All right. What about, like, who's, like, have you ever met a guy that you've like, fancied, and then, or maybe Ryan Reynolds, but, like an actor who's, like, real sexy, and then you meet him and you're, like, all nervous?
I just told you about Ryan Reynolds. I lied to stay on my back for the rest of time.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good compliment, actually. You let him on your shoulders? What's easier, shoulders or back? Shoulders.
Do you know how high you'd be if you're on my shoulders? It's probably really dangerous.
Yeah. You'd so literally burn your head on the sun.
I think it's like a fulcrum lever. So, no. Is that right? A fulcrum lever?
No, do you ever...
Whatever.
What are you seven... You're 7'1"? 7'1"?
Nope.
7'2"?
Nope.
6'9".
Oh, what have you known me for?
Oh yeah, but I don't really know anyone's heights, really. Even the people closest to me.
Apart from the predominant feature is that.
6'9"?
Yeah.
Do you ever forget that you're 6'9"?
No.
Right.
Try it.
Like, but would you ever sit down and then in that time...
I go, fuck me, I'm 6'9".
Yeah.
No. So I've normally hit my head. I've been trying to get out of my car. I'm crawling into a fucking car somewhere.
What's like... What's the most annoying thing people say?
Talking about it.
What do you mean? Just bringing it up. That's the most annoying thing. No, but you must get like a stock thing that strangers will say that you go, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, of course. I mean, don't we all?
Yeah.
What's yours?
People just say like about my olive skin. Your skin's really olive. And I go, oh, shut up.
Okay.
Hate that. No, people, I just like sometimes.
Okay, yeah, there's one that's annoying. They'll say, oh my god, you really can't talk. And I'm like,
yeah. Well, if you do, oh yeah, he's waiting for it.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just what? Oh. Just the melon.
Your knob.
I can do that anytime.
You twist it?
And all sorts of things. Doesn't have to be a twist.
What's the coolest thing you can do with it?
Do helicopters.
With the Romanian army?
Yeah.
They're like, do you want a helicopter with the Romanian army? You go, yes. And then you saw the helicopter and went, ah, not what I was thinking. Not what I was thinking. It'd be class to just be part of like a big show like that. Do you have you seen it? Do you go to a premiere and see it or anything?
Not yet. Probably though.
Where, in LA?
Either LA, New York, or London, I would say. It depends on restrictions. No. Not unless you go and put out.
Imagine us landing at LA. Imagine us landing at LAX.
Actually, not with that foot.
Why is that important?
I mean, I couldn't look at it.
Yeah.
I've already got the face to contend with.
I've put over what I call a decency sock.
What's indecent about your foot?
My baby toe.
Why? Is it minging?
It's not minging. I've described it as my toes look like a normal family posing for a family photo, and they all have good posture. And then my baby toe's like this, like he's leaning in to the guy beside him.
It looks sad.
It's slightly curt. It's not like freak Victorian freak show, but it's like it's not ideal.
Show me.
You want to see it?
Yeah. I'm not easily turned.
Oh, Christ.
If it hurts, it's even better.
Jesus, fuck.
No one signed your cast yet.
No.
Yet.
Look, you can barely see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're pretending to be disgusted, but I think you love that.
Oh yeah, this is my, yeah.
I think you're a big toe guy.
The helicopter is about to take off.
Oh no! Look at that. Maybe, I'm just covering that baby drape. Drape. Wasn't that? I can drape
from afar
very well. That's why they call me Don Draper. I'm a very
from Draperstown.
Very. I'm a good draper. Yeah, I just have a weird baby. I'm really weird about doing stand up and people seeing my toes. Feel very vulnerable if they're just I'm telling jokes and they're
yeah
like,
I mean especially when you're trying to be smart and you know
I'm never,
and
I don't know
your
if
toes
you've
are
seen,
on display.
You've never seen me do stand up.
I have not.
We went for dinner on Friday and you said I haven't seen you ever do stand up.
Yep.
But you might come to this London show.
I might come to the London show. I also might. When's your next show here?
Big Show's Opera House.
When's your next show here? I didn't say that.
Oh, like you mean, but you'd have to mix it.
No, I'm speaking English. When's your next friggin' show?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll find out. I don't really know these kind of things.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. I get tagged in something and it goes looking forward to this tonight and I go, oh, fuck me too, and then arrange a way to get there. Yeah, I'm haphazard, but that's what
you're right. I'm not going to mingle.
No. The Opera House in the balcony is you. That's a bit of you.
In the backs.
You've set up a club, nightclub.
I have.
See, when I was in primary school, me and this guy, Chris McBride, in my class, started designing plans for a nightclub.
Really?
Yep. And we decided we were going to call it, get ready for this, X.
X.
Black Why? Sign, silver X, because we just thought that was really cool.
That is classy.
And we didn't get past, I think we wanted big bands to perform at it. So it was like, I don't know.
Like Hugo Duncan?
Or like no, we were thinking, we weren't thinking that big.
Bands?
We weren't thinking that big.
Rosemary.
Imagine going to X nightclub to see Hugo Duncan. Hugo's performing at X. He's just doing a DJ
Very
set.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a thing I think you talk about when you're younger.
Yes.
Imagine I had a nightclub or like ran a club. I mean, it's not your first like
yes,
bar venture like that. But yeah. But it's where Rain used to be.
Yeah, milk. It was milk for me.
That was that
everyone,
was
everyone's everyone's social life. The sort of evolution of your social life is what you know that building as.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So mine was milk, which unfortunately is the first one.
You ran that?
No, that's where I used to go out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was the place you knew as it was open really late.
Yeah.
Didn't it stay open to 3?
Yeah.
So everyone, like, you'd go somewhere.
It's been a couple of things. It's been Rain, it's been Milk, it's been...
Oh, it changed like, a lot. Tomb
14
Street.
Tomb Street or something? Or?
Yeah. Which is not
that's
a great
name
for a club.
At least you know where the post's going.
BT4.
It's now called Libertine.
Libertine?
Yes.
How'd you come up with that? You didn't.
We workshopped.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have hated to have been in the workshop for like a knee. People throw bouncing
vision
around
boards.
A think tank.
Yeah, there was a vision board.
Liberty. What else could it have been?
I can't remember now because that was right. Like, there's only a couple of names that I really have forgotten. It was Libertine for ages. That's why, because we've been working on this for like nearly 2 years.
Is it the worst time of all time to open a
club? Yes. Yeah, my pockets are empty.
Yeah.
You could shake me upside down. I don't think you could do that. But
there's no way. There's no way.
No way.
No way. Yeah. I could.
But if you did, there wouldn't be a penny in my pockets.
Jeez.
But it's coming around now.
Because you think if someone's in a nightclub, you're like, you know, you just put a bit of money into it, you open it, and it's dead. Like,
yeah, but we put all our money into it, and then 3 days later, the restrictions came back in.
Oh.
And, but you know what? He was like, anything stupid, you shouldn't have opened it. It was an opportunity, Kim. And I couldn't miss it. We couldn't miss it.
Well, it's an iconic like venue, like the place where it is.
We always wanted that building, and we've been after it for 2 years, and it's been on and off and on and off.
What's your like input in it? Because you like you do it with other in partnership
money.
With it. Right. Love that.
Well done. Yeah.
Just cash.
No money. Obviously, duh. But creatively, yeah, it's very much what I would have wanted.
What's the vibe?
A venue.
What's the vibe? Because I'm all about the walk into a place. That's where you really soak in the vibe.
Yeah, it's very well branded. It's all about. It's probably the best branded club I've ever been in. You'll know where you are because there's like lightning bolts
signs.
Everywhere, like signs. Yeah, there's big signs saying
you are in Liberty.
Yeah,
I know where I am.
It's got like a lightning bolt which I already tattooed on me.
Oh yeah, you already had that.
Yeah, but I already had it. It's got all that neons everywhere and stuff. That the door handles.
Lava lamps, yes or no?
No lava lamps.
Silly.
I do like a lava lamp.
I love a lava lamp. Yeah. Have a wall of lava lamps, or I will not be there.
Well, you already haven't been there, I know, so I'm not going to get a math moss for you. You know what I mean? But you walk in, it's very burlesque-y. It's got like a sort of really nice sort of early Berlin velvety gold vibe to it. And they'll have a red room, which is red.
Is that a sex room?
No, really? Not yet.
All right, but yeah, long-term plans.
It could be what it could be.
But so a lot of like fabrics. I love
tactiles,
fabrics in a club.
Textiles.
Yeah.
Textiles and fabrics.
Love that.
Yeah. So and when you're off your face and chewing the back of yourself, you can go and feel things.
Just rub your cheek against.
Yeah.
And it's a. Let me get this right.
Please do.
It is an LGBT plus. Space, but yes, everyone, but it's just for everybody.
It's for everybody. Our only caveat is don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And that's not even a joke.
Yeah.
If you're straight, you're welcome to come, but don't be a fuckpot.
No straight dicks, no gay dicks.
Exactly. You're welcome to come.
Put that under the sign, no joke.
It's on our social media.
Right.
It's don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. But although it is very favoured towards the LGBTQ plus community, but everyone's welcome.
I like that. Drag shows?
Every fucking goddamn night.
Do you think I'd be a good drag act?
Probably better than your comedy. Oh, Faith. Wee Faith. Yes, he'd be a great drag act. The room
I was going to say
down.
I'm going to drag you out of this fucking studio, but I'm literally incapable. I'm incapable. I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Do you think that's something? You think I should knock comedy in the head and just get the makeup on? I think I'd be a good. Well, I've got a good stage presence.
Let me look at you.
Yeah.
In a way, I've never looked at you before.
Or do you mean like my features and stuff
yes.
like that?
You look like an older woman.
What?
You'd be more like an older lady.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get into the drag game,
yeah.
they would bill me as an older lady.
No, but I'm just saying that's,
the least sexy thing. Oh, here comes an older lady and I come out.
Yeah,
well,
this is
are you staying?
I love this. Was Jake guys said this? You know, talk about drag as if it's something a bit weird or whatever. And then
I didn't say it's weird.
No, I'm not saying that. But then they go, but if I'm going to do it, I want to be sexy.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, you think I want to be a stinker up there? No. I want to be the baddest bitch in town. If I'm doing it, I want to do it right.
Well, that's a good attitude.
Yeah.
That's why you'll go far.
And I don't want to do all the over the top stuff. I just want to look like an attractive
female.
Say you're
going to look like fucking Sharon
Osbourne?
No, a little younger, but not much.
You think my vibe would be like 50-year-old sporty mum?
Sporty mum.
That's my thing.
That's your name.
Sporty mum?
Sporty mum.
Sports mum. M-O-M.
Sports mum with a Z. You're a sports mum.
I'm thinking, like, let me just workshop this. I come in with what looks like a yoga mat under the arm, because I always walk about sports mums with yoga mats under the arm, and it turns out somehow it's like a cape.
No, it's you should cape. Have one of those, like, yoga balls, and you bounce up and down seductively on it.
Two of them?
Yeah, to music.
Yeah.
It would have to be like, what music would it be?
Let's arrange this. Let's okay. do it.
I would love to see
this. I'm serious about this. No.
Okay. You heard it.
Honestly, here's the thing. I'm not joking. Yeah. I think I would look that good that it would make my mates be all confused about me. No joke. Like, I couldn't just be like, no, like they would be thinking about me in a way they didn't beforehand. And that's fine to do that, but all of them, you know?
All of them, you don't want to...
Like, I'd be looking at three
you're
guys...
You're being generous, actually.
Doing the podcast every week, trying to like push buttons around the roots, you know, like... That sort of thing, so I don't. When was the last time you did drag?
Oh, God. It's 15 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss it?
No.
Right.
But I'm going to do it again.
Are you?
Yeah.
In your club?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what better excuse? I'm going to do it for Pride.
Will you reprise the character that you did?
Yes, but it'll be a very different version.
Okay.
I'm not going to say too much. Because some people care somewhere in the world.
I care. I love this.
But
do you have a name?
Yeah, Revlon.
Revlon?
Yeah, two V's.
Revlon with two
for
V's.
For copyright purposes.
Right.
Revlon. It's better than Sports Mom.
Don't diss Sports Mom. Sports Mom's take. I'm gonna win.
RuPaul. I love Sports Mom.
I'm gonna win RuPaul's Drag Race. A sports mom. Yeah. And what about
I don't think it's impossible, actually.
What about I show up, like, just as me, and they're like, we love it. We love this look. You put so much into this, and I'm like, I haven't done anything yet. Going out, like, what's it like going out as a gay person? Like, what's it like going out now for night out in Belfast compared to 15 years ago or 20 years ago, like, when you were last doing drag?
Well, that's what I mean. Everything's more inclusive now. You can kind of go to any bar.
Was there more of a distinction, do you think, between that's a gay bar?
There's still, don't get me wrong, everyone's a lot more accepting now, and that's wonderful. But we still need a safe space.
Do you mean by that somewhere you can go, like, for example, where, like, you can go and you can, like, if you're there with your partner, you can be touchy-feely, you can grind.
Just go and really be yourself and really let your guard down.
Yeah.
It's just that. It's just because we all, even as gay people, we all have some built-in homophobia, even towards, like, our own community and ourselves. That's just programmed into us by the way things are.
What do you mean by that?
Because we're all a little bit reserved about how, you know what I mean? And when we're in spaces where we don't feel 100% safe, and you've been trained over the years not to show your true nature.
Yeah.
You know, that's really hard to get out of.
Yeah.
And when you're in a gay bar, especially when you've had a few fucking Red Bulls. That's still my go-to drink. What a trash bag.
The most trash drink? Vodka and white. Vodka and lemonade.
Really? I've never had
a vodka and white.
Not a vodka fan. Only the Red Bull.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels like...
It's just relax. It's just a place to relax and be yourself. That's it.
Because you don't, like, say someone's going to this bar, a friend of mine... I think back in the day you would say things more like the gay bar. The gay bar. Whereas now
it's just the Kremlin.
It's just that bar. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
And we get all sorts, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we can't turn around and exclude straight people either. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Because that was the myth back in the day where people go,
Oh really? Well, I haven't actually let you say what the myth was, so probably
the myth was if you went to the Kremlin back in the day, which at that point was the only gay nightclub, that if they thought you were straight or looked straight, that they wouldn't let you in.
Yeah, that was true.
Now here's the thing, I think I went about 5 times over a couple of years. I never got turned away.
I know that.
And as you know, I was like, listen, the point, not let me in straight away. Yes.
You're gonna make me spell it out.
I mean, that was a myth, wasn't it? Wasn't it a myth? Really?
No. The things were different then.
Right.
I remember.
Bootcut jeans? No. Get out of here.
Maybe back then.
Right.
I mean, not today.
Yeah.
But remember where the Kremlin opened? It was in the Penny Farthing, and it was at the bottom of like an area that wasn't necessarily a very gay, progressive area, and they had the balls to, I have a lot of respect for the Kremlin.
I like somewhere being referred to as, that's not a gay area.
Well, it's not. I mean, you know.
But just like a whole place, like,
yeah,
it's not a gay
place. It's a gay village now, or it's partly the gay village. And it's a remarkable achievement considering where it is.
Was it like scary? I mean,
those streets where like literal drag queens run them down them.
Yeah.
When I used to do drag, I used to hear gunshots from wherever, I don't know what direction they're coming from, but I could hear them when I was getting ready.
Right.
Fuck me, has that changed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's really great for Belfast.
Was it almost like, was there ever any like protest? Like when,
yeah,
when
it was
the venues
bad
like got opened?
We used to have like a big security door at the front and you had to buzz in. Because people would be trying to kick the fuck out of the door and all at the start.
See, to me and my generation, like that doesn't sound, I know, I believe and you, obviously,
great.
But that doesn't sound real.
I know what I mean?
I know that.
But it was like that, yeah. And because the whole thing about Teddy being on top of the Land Rover, I don't know if you ever saw the photographs. Teddy climbed on top of
Teddy Von Tramp?
No, Teddy someone. Yes.
Teddy Smith.
How many Teddies do you know?
But just some of the listeners or viewers might not know.
I think most people know Teddy. Yeah. That sounds really weird.
Your dad knows Teddy.
Yeah, your dad definitely knows Teddy. Especially if he works for Value Camps.
Yeah, who's that? No, don't know. Yeah.
It's how strong the denial is.
Yeah.
You know. But there was trouble outside. There was a bomb scare or something, obviously.
Years ago was this?
Years ago. You're talking 20 years ago. And all the police Land Rovers turned up. And of course, she heads straight for one and climbs up on top of it. And that those photographs went literally all over the world.
Yeah.
And they kind of really started to change the scene in Belfast. People were like, hang on a minute. Is that kind of thing could happen there?
Yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah, it is mad how...
It's so
even
different.
Even when I started going out, it was like... Not like a novelty going to the Kremlin, but you were certainly like...
Have you been?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to the drag bingo show on Union Street. I mean, I was there on a DUP protest.
Did you gig there once?
But,
huh? What?
I was there on a DUP protest. I haven't been inside.
Right, you've got to have your placards.
No, yeah, the bingo show a couple of times.
Did you have to do a comedy gig in there once?
Yeah, we did. Ruth was running some sort of show and it was great. Although here's the thing, we were on I think just before the bingo show was on.
Right.
So you had people who were coming for that, and like anything you said, you were getting like a million heckles of like, but not like back chat, if that makes sense, but like, this is funnier than that. You know, it was a very interactive crowd.
I would imagine so.
But it was fun, like I enjoyed it. But yeah, you would have went to Kremlin a fair bit.
Yeah. Because that's stop advertising Kremlin now. Libertine.
But times have changed.
But
I just mean like, yeah, it was you would have said like, oh, I'm going, you send to your mates like Kremlin, you know. You didn't know what to expect.
At one stage.
As if you'd walk in and it was like, you know, what were you expecting to happen when you walked in?
I know.
You have to touch on.
I wish. I think that's, you know what I mean?
But let me ask you this, is there a lot of sort of politics with opening a venue in terms of political correctness, in terms of you know, you want to create this safe space, you've got to be careful with terms you're using, even when you're doing it in a positive way of like,
no, you know what, the safe space. We're very live and let live, and so is my business partner, and I have no problems with people's pronouns, I have no problems with people whatever. We have gender wristbands for, which, you know, see, if you told me this 2 years ago, I would be like, really? But I mean, who's it fucking offending?
Yeah, I think when stuff...
Just be happy.
When there's a mandatory side to it,
yeah.
I think that's when you're forcing people to do something. But if someone goes, well, I want to be known as this, whatever, well, then that's your thing.
I don't want to offend people, and I don't know why people are so keen to offend. Not keen to offend, it's like, just be happy.
Yeah.
And to get out of other people's shit, and I'm happy to go along with whatever your fantasy is or whatever your reality is.
Yeah.
That's fine. It doesn't affect me. And I think that's maybe going forward in life, it's a good way to sort of think about things. Just be happy in your own little space and just see people in their little spaces as happy and fuck away off.
What's the number one selling gay nightclub drink?
Thank you for segueing so subtly.
Like, what's the quintessential drink?
Oh, God, I don't know. Our cocktails do really well. We've got really amazing, really amazing cocktails.
I've said this before. Do you know what annoys me? People who pretend to be into whiskey.
Oh, I hate whiskey.
But here's the thing. We're living in an age where everyone thinks they love it.
Yeah, they and do. Nobody. Fashions.
There's 8 people that like whiskey in the world, statistically, yeah. Right? And everyone else is just denying themselves cocktails.
I know that.
What's better? Oh, this has been aged for 78 years in a cask in Bulgaria.
I have a story about this.
What's
recently.
Better than that? Or a Blue Lagoon?
I'm not going to name the bar in Belfast. You might know it when I describe our experience.
Love that.
Yeah. we arrived 15 minutes late for a table we booked for a birthday party. We got scolded by a person with a top knot.
That's a tough one to take, isn't it? When you're getting life advice.
Everybody had a top knot.
Yeah.
It was serving it. And then the drinks, after we decided we weren't just enough offended to leave, like the drinks were all like made by like Hugh and fucking Stacey and Banger. They've got a little beehive and they've got the honey that goes into the mead and that goes into this shite. And like, that's what pina colada love. You know what I mean?
Like, no joke. Do you know where
the drinks were bogging?
Right.
And then when we sort of were like, these are leaping love. The bartender manager then proceeded, he sort of started to tell us why we were wrong.
Oh, like going into the science of it?
Yeah, like we were all bar people. We're all like, proper, I don't know, RC about it. Like,
yeah.
But it was just like, yeah, yeah, this is why. There was a drink that was sprayed with a different smell. So it was smell of different to what it tasted. Right. It was smell of Pernod, and I fucking hate Pernod.
Who's drinking Pernod these days?
And it was like, yeah.
Sex offenders?
It's to deceive your senses.
Yeah.
I don't want my fucking senses deceived.
No. The last thing you want is your senses. Yeah. You want your people to be honest to your senses.
I don't want things to taste like the smell. Maybe I don't want them to taste like the smell. And some.
You want them to smell like the taste?
Yeah, not if you've used Manscaped.
Pay me for 20%
thank
off.
You, thank you, thank you.
But you know you can't go wrong for cocktails. No joke. Weatherspoons.
Probably.
Jug of Blue Lagoon, jug of Sex on the Beach, two straws, sit there for the day.
We have amazing sharers. I mean, not just tennis. We actually got them on Reddit. They're so cool. We've got a massive big shark's head. It's for five people called Bruce.
Real?
Yes. Yes. You have to like, there's bits of meat and stuff still in it. There's not pieces right. of meat in it. It's just for the record.
So this is the signature?
One of them, yeah. I've got like a big massive like disco ball pot and like the big long straws and COVID. Now that COVID's completely obviously gone.
Yeah.
It's okay now.
Right.
But
fish bowls. Hard to deny that all that stuff's fun. Hard to deny it's fun. People look down.
Like, I always get one cocktail every time I go. Just one. And
sorry. Do you mean
when I'm working?
You'll go for one drink.
Yeah,
and
the
it's
rest
a cocktail.
Soft drinks.
Yeah, but
of course
I
it is.
But I love that. I love that some people are like, I'll just take one pint and drive.
I'm not a tennis person.
I'll just take a woo woo I'm driving. Like here, just give us a shot of some pickle. Just one with a straw.
Well, I'm not a person who likes the taste of alcohol, so
right.
But ours are amazing. They've got like sweeties and stuff, and they've got love hearts and all. Really gay.
Yeah, he's pulled over. I mean, I don't know if it's heterosexual. They pulled over and they're like,
on,
"What have you been drinking tonight?" Oh fuck, I smell pina coladas off you, stinking here. In those DOA ads, they only ever had men having pints. There's no one ever just.
It's very unrealistic.
Yeah, I know.
Very unrealistic.
Nah, I fucking love it.
Are we not men?
What, like, would you like me to put on a bespoke show in Libertine, like a residency, but not comedy? Like, I'm thinking.
Please, no.
I would like to handpick just some performers who can do, like, a lot of contortion, things like that.
So you're going to do, like, a burlesque show?
Yeah.
Is this a
freak
sports
show?
Mom?
What about a freak show?
I think that's probably where it's going to go anyway.
My toes headline.
Your toes going to be in it?
My toes headline.
Put it on the flyer?
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to curate a night. You know, we've got a guy on the saxophone, someone doing keepy ups, get a Michael Jackson tribute act in. Just like a night, you know?
Where does Michael Jackson come from? In the sports
America?
Team?
Oh,
he's actually dead. But.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the king of pop never. I shouldn't defend him. He's a horrible guy. But do you know, my cousins, three cousins, all sisters, and the oldest one, I remember, like, in the very early 90s, had a blue Michael Jackson jumper with Michael on it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is when Michael was, like, a young guy, and he was, like, legitimately black on the jumper, and it said, like, Thriller
black?
Or whatever on it. What?
Legitimately black?
Yeah, this is when he was, like, he wasn't trying to be white, right? So this is, like, early Michael, and it was a blue sweater she had, and it said, like, Thriller or one of the songs down the side of it, and then she gave it to, like, her cousin, who's 2 years younger, or her sister, who was 2 years younger. And like by that point, Michael had kind of faded a wee bit, like just a wee bit.
Please,
and that did match. No joke. Her sister, 2 years younger, by the time she had Michael, he had been washed that much that he matched how he was in real life. Like their timeline of Michael Jackson fading on the jumper matched Michael's face. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, me neither.
You've made me speechless.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that. We will. We will come down.
Please do. You're more than welcome.
I want my own section. I don't mean a straight section, Christian. I just mean like, you know, my own like VIP section.
BLT?
I want BLTs in my VIP.
VIP?
I want VIP. I don't want a BLT. That'd be outlandish to arrive at a nightclub that doesn't serve food. What can I get you? I'll have a Blue Lagoon and a BLT. And just eat a sandwich. That is a power move though.
Not unless it's a cocktail that tastes like a sandwich.
You could spray it.
Is that a new thing?
You could spray it with sandwich fragrance.
Plymouth's. Plymouth's pickle.
Mm. Oh, there's a few Plymouth's.
What? Help.
I love that.
You're only welcome with Sports Mom.
Yeah, Sports Mom will be I won't go, but Sports Mom will go. Yes. My alter ego. You anything else out of the ordinary? You keeping bees or anything? Or?
Keeping bees? No, it's been very quiet, I have to say. I have a movie out next month with Jamie Lee, actually.
That's right. A horror movie?
A horror movie, yeah. The Unwelcome.
The Unwelcome.
I keep moving the date, though. I think it's March now it's out.
Would you jump in it? Like, if I'm watching it, would I...
Yeah, there's jumpy moments, I think.
What's it coming out on?
It'll be in the movies.
Blu-ray, brother?
No, we're not going straight to...
No, not straight to Blu-ray, but you've done
sure
line.
You'll get it on Blu-ray, yeah.
Put it on Blu-ray.
Who gets Blu-ray?
Me, I'm a collector. I'm not.
No, you're
so
not.
So weird when people are, though, isn't it? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? I'm a DVD collection.
Yeah, we did a pub quiz last night, and we gave away, like, some Game of Thrones Blu-rays, and, like, it was handed to people, and they're going, like, what's this?
But that's cool. Do you have loads of stuff knocking about? Can I have some? I'm not joking.
I do have lots of stuff knocking about, yeah.
See any stuff you have knocking about? Guess it.
Yeah, I mean, what are the parameters?
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can put some stuff up. That'd be nice.
You want some merch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. If you find, like, 20 quid in the jacket you didn't know was there, send it down. I love getting gear. Love it.
Okay.
Merch
okay.
and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want a tea with me mug?
Yes, please. I would love one.
Well, no, here's the thing. Christian also has a big mug.
Is it the same?
No.
No.
I was making a...
Oh.
And I can't think of that perception, depth of perception type joke. You can have this tea with me mug, and then in return, give us stuff with a monetary value of somewhere between 15 and 20 grand. All original pieces and all.
Seems fair. Yeah.
Imagine you had the throne. And I just did every episode when we fit up.
You would just love that.
Yeah, I would.
He really would.
Yeah.
He would sell that.
Yeah. I have big Joffrey vibes. Just in general.
Mm.
Yeah. I watched his character and thought, yeah, if I was knocking about then, that's me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I know you well enough to agree.
I want to ask you as a final question.
Yeah.
As a final question, what's the best bit of advice you've ever been given? I was listening to a podcast called The Diary of a CEO.
Pay your taxes.
That's the best bit of advice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, but but yeah, pay your tax because it can catch up with you.
Yes.
What about like drugs and stuff? Just say no. Say that.
What?
Any road safety advice?
Road safety.
Left, right, left.
I'm from the days of a Tufty Club. Does that still happen?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I think they got Tufty. Like so, Marilyn Manson type stuff. Over. No. I think he was up to all sorts.
Tufty and Savile. I don't like giving advice.
Right.
Really?
Right.
My only advice, usually, I've just said it like giving advice, I'm said directly afterwards, my only advice I always give is be like a yes man for opportunities.
Be a yes man for opportunities.
Yes.
Say yes to everything.
Not everything, but I mean, do things you don't think you'll be good at. It's work for you.
To mock a disabled man on his own podcast.
It's very special.
I'm very special.
You are, there's no doubt about that.
Christian, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I like your t-shirt.
Thank you.
You like all skulls and all, don't you?
Yeah, I told you I'm emo.
What?
I'm a bit emo sometimes.
Oh, yeah, emo. Trinkets
bit
and all
gothy,
that.
Bit too old for it.
Yeah. No, you're not. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's my advice to you.
Thank you.
Keep on that emo bus.
Keep rocking.
Keep rocking the free world, dude. Nickelback.
Yeah.
Sum 41.
The Fast Die Young, etc.
Good Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh, God. You had to ruin it.
You ever mosh out? You ever mosh out?
Of course I have.
Good Charlotte.
Slayer.
Avril Lavigne.
I like a bit of Avril Lavigne occasionally.
I used to fancy Avril Lavigne.
Not a shock.
Thank you very much. Patreon.com/TVMePodcast, Manscaped, 20% off, free shipping. Keep drinking Punjana. See you later.